The Point Reyes Oyster Company harvests their oysters from the waters of Tomales Bay, but many of their shellfish get their start at a nursery in Bodega Bay at Spud Point Marina. That's where I met the company's manager, Whitaker Strain.
This is where the oysters begin their journey with us.
A raft with rows of bins, each containing 10,000 juvenile oysters, floats at the dock. Strain comes here to clean them every other day.
And a lot of that, what looks like mud, is actually feces. So that's how you know the oysters are alive and well and eating.
These Pacific oysters, imported as seed from Washington State, mature for 2 to 4 months before heading south to the company's grow site in Tomales Bay.
So they'll spend the majority of their life, about 18 months to 2 years, in Tomales Bay growing.
Once they mature to a certain size, it's time to harvest. Strain says recent harvest years have been very, very good for the Point Reyes Oyster Company, and they have the drought to thank for that.
For us, that was actually great. It was like the summer year-round, and we were harvesting year-round. We try and harvest twice a week when we can, and we harvested twice a week for like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of weeks.
But this past winter, the story's changed. Heavy rain caused runoff in the bay, and that's bad news for oyster farmers.
Rain can create poor water quality by increasing sewage overflow or farm runoff that would cause pathogens to be washed into the growing waters.
That's Vanessa Zinkowski-White, an environmental scientist with the California Department of Public Health. The agency requires shellfish farmers to send in samples of their growing water every month. What they're looking for is fecal coliform, or poop.
If it is present, there likely is levels of bacteria in the water linked to intestinal bacteria in warm-blooded creatures. So that could cause illness in humans.
To prevent anyone from actually eating a bad oyster, the agency shuts down harvesting for several days after any significant rain event.
And so when you get these big systems and then they back up back to back to back, we get closed for long periods of time.
Strain says the Point Reyes Oyster Company has shuttered operations for more than 100 days this past winter, way past normal. And that's been a struggle for the company.
So you ask any business to try and keep paying its employees for work the whole year, but only selling 2/3 of the year, you know, that's pretty hard to square on your bank statement.
Strain and other oyster companies are frustrated with the dairy farms that surround the bay, where some of the pollution comes from. Dairy farmers say they've made a commitment to reducing harmful runoff from their land, but Strain says there's still more work to be done.
And I know they're trying, but you know, as we can see this winter, they're not perfect, and neither are we. And so I think that, we have to come to the table somehow, maybe over oysters and clam chowder and maybe some dairy.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.